It is a treat. It is definitely a treat to be here with the Chevra. Looking around the room, see a number of familiar faces from various places. And many fellows from getting looking forward to getting to know going forward. I want to talk a little about long-term thinking. And maybe we can begin to talk about long-term thinking by reference to some of the most famous psukim parshas Vayera. The opening of Nevuah in parshas Vayera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you think that we're at a roadblock, you think that we're stuck, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. I'm saying you're right back to Paro, and you should know that the long term is Roseti v'Salti v'Galati v'Lakachti. The long term picture here is going to be Geula Shalema. No doubt you're aware that Rashi, beginning of our Arvei Pesachim, understands that there's a Din Rabbanan that's rooted in that quartet of Lashonos. The Dab Lashonos of Geula, Rashi says, are the basis for Takanas Chazal to have Arba Kosos Leila Seder. And his grandson, the Rashbam, points out this is not Rashi's Kiddush. It's in a Bereishis Rabbah. It's probably in Yerushalmi as well. And the fact that there are dinim of the way we celebrate and express Geula Leila Seder, they're rooted in this quartet of Lashonos, obviously highlights the fact that there's a lot going on. Roseti v'Salti v'Galati v'Lakachti must be in some way four steps of a Geula process. There's a lot of, you're learning Va'era, you're going to want to think, the Ramban will get you thinking richly, and you look in other Mepharshim to try to figure out. Apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in some way categorizing and subdividing the work or the process of Geula into four different stages. There's a lot to think about in terms of what are those four elements. But for now, I actually want to just focus on one. To zero in for a couple of moments together, Voseisi Eschem, the first one. Voseisi Eschem Itacha Sivlos Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, step one, I'm going to remove you, I'm going to extract you from the Sivlos of Mitzrayim, from the Sevel. So what does that mean? Yeshayahu HaNavi warns Kalal Yisrael against falling into mitzvahs anashim milumada, falling into a situation where your mitzvahs are rote. You're habituated to mitzvahs, you're doing mitzvahs out of habit. Rav Zevin, Shlomo Yosef Zevin, one of the great, great Talmid Chachamim of mid-20th century Yerushalayim, so he said only somewhat tongue-in-cheek, there could also be not only mitzvahs anashim milumada, Yeshayahu speaks about, there could also be averas anashim milumada. Sometimes they do averas out of habit. And Rav Zevin goes on to say, give a particular twist in the way he says it, he says both of these, a habitual mitzvah and a habitual aveira, they both have a maila and a chisar. There are advantages and disadvantages, there are strengths and weaknesses to acting out of habit. When it comes to mitzvahs, which Yeshayahu directly discusses, the famous Yerushalmi brachas, one of the Amoraim says he has hakar satov to his spine, that even if his mind is elsewhere during davening, the spine remembers to bow by modim. So that's sort of a mixed bag, but it does capture the fact that if a Jew is Baruch Hashem, does mitzvahs often enough, that he's habituated to it, at least it means that even when your brain is elsewhere, at least the mice of mitzvah will get done. So there is a certain advantage to habit. Le'idach Yisa, obviously, there's a grave disadvantage. The Ramban understands in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah HaSagas to Mitzvah Hay, that there's a phrase that appears again and again throughout Chumash Nedarim. Psukim speak about being Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol leiv, b'chol levavcha, and b'chol levavcha. It appears more than once over the course of Kriya Shema alone. So Ramban understands that that's not a reference to any specific mitzvah. It's really an adverb, but how you do mitzvahs in general. A Jew does avos Hashem, and needs to be done wholeheartedly. It needs to be done b'chol leiv. And he begins to talk about what does it look like to do a mitzvah with whole heart versus not with whole heart. It's something that to one of the comments of the Ramban that the Ramchal develops further Mesilas Yesharim. And Ramchal writes in the Akdama, one of the aspects of b'chol leiv is to avoid mitzvah anashim ulamadah. To do a mitzvah wholeheartedly means not just I did the mitzvah, but I did the mitzvah not only b'masa, but b'machshav. My mind is in it, my heart is in it. I'm not just doing it out of rote, I'm doing it, I'm alive. My mind isn't dry, my mind is not in, my mind is not in neutral. So, there are advantages to mitzvah anashim ulamadah, but you're missing so much. You're missing so much as the b'chal avavcha of the mitzvah, if it's merely milumadah. Then Rav Zevin says, only somewhat tongue in cheek, Averis also. Averis anashim milumadah. Look, on the one hand, if a Jew, Rachman al-San, does an Avera, but it's out of habit, he's gotten used to doing this Avera, not really thinking about it, not just sort of going the flow. So Rav Zevin says, on the one hand, certainly far better than doing an Avera because mitoch merid, it's really far better than doing a deira lahachis. Person is angry at Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, stop! The guy is just sort of habituated. So there is a certain advantage, but obviously there's a deep pit one falls into. Averis anashim ilumada. Gemara says the Bechal Makom was no day you've come across it. In Kiddushin and Soter and Yuma, the Gemara quotes Rahuna, that a Jew does an Aver multiple times, so Hutchalo. That doesn't mean it's Mutter to do an Aver once you do it multiple times, but Nasislav Kaheter. The first time I do an Aver, it hurts me, and it's a challenge, I'm grappling, my conscience pricks me. I do that Aver enough times, I become comfortable, I get into the groove, and it no longer phases me that I'm doing a Rechma Letzlan, I'm violating Ratzon Hashem. The Gemara Yuma says the Gemara Yuma understands is rooted in a pasuk in Mishlei about the dog coming back to his vomit. Very graphic image. Kekelev Shavel Keo. What does that mean? The Gemara says, that's Rav Huna. The guy does the Aveir again and again, you get used to it. I get used to ki. But yeah. You do it enough time to get used to it. It loses the prick of conscience, sort of recedes. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma that there are even halachas that are rooted in this reality. It's an agada that has it's machshava that has halachic implications. The Gemara says in Meruba that that's one of the reasons why there's a din of dal v'hei. If I not only I stole psukim sei mishpatim, we all know. A Jew goes ahead and steals a farm animal. I stole a sharvaseh, and then I steal it by compounding my chet by subsequently reselling the stolen goods, or by shechting it. The psukim say, then you pay through the roof, dal v'hei, pay four or five times the original cost of the animal. This is Gemara quotes the Tosefta. The Rebbe Kiva said, what's this all about? Nishtar, exactly this, nishtarish b'chet. You did the aver, you did it again, shana b'chet, you did it again and again and again. That requires a very high parashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating to us in Parashas Mishpatim that habituating oneself to chet has a high cost. So Rav Zevin points out, I think he quotes from one of the Ger Rebbe's Mevis Vasemes, he says, in this idea, the recognition that there's a cost. There's an added cost when one is shown a bechet. And Averis and Nashim Ulumada, it says he thinks that's what this opening of the four Lashonos of Gula, the opening Lashon, Rautzeisi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. So he suggests that the first step of Kadosh Baruch says, I need to extract you. He says, you're being Sovel Mitzrayim. You're getting comfortable. It's you're complacent. You're accepting. Okay. I'm living in the Tumah. I'm Shaku and all this. Once the prick of conscience fades away and I just adapt to it, I become complacent and I just accept it's just the way it is, then you're in an incredibly dangerous place. And that requires, we need to get you out now. We need to get you out. And if you're being sovel mitzrayim, if you're becoming okay with it, it's just the way it is, that type of complacency requires immediate response. So it says, yes, chem itachas sivlos mitzrayim. And as Chazal say, Masecha Sota, Mida Tova, Merubim means Pranis. If it's true negatively, what Rav Zevin refers to as Averis Nashim Umada, all the more so the Tov, and that is to end where we began. I mentioned this is one of the places where B'chol Avavcha is one of the places where the Mesilas Yesharim, Kederach HaRambam, he doesn't quote Rishonim by name, but he seems to be very much centered on that Ramban, As I mentioned before, the Ramban says something, Mesilas Yerushalmi adds something very important. Ramban writes, B'chalavavcha is an adverb. It's not just any one mitzvah, it's described in the way a Jew is supposed to do mitzvahs. Every mitzvah needs to be done b'chalev, not just b'masa. Mesilas Yerushalmi frames this not as a detail. Mesilas Yerushalmi frames this as one of the most central ideas in Yadus and one of the most long-term ideas in Yadus. If you remember in the Hakdamah to Mesilas Yerushalmi, he says, ultimately, I'm going to have to build my sefer because the Mesilas Yerushalmi is meant to be a practical manual for growth. Ramchal says, ultimately, I'm going to have to build my sefer in a progressive, the original sense of progressive, step-by-step positive progression, the way Pinchas Ben-Yair describes the Masechta Avodah Zarah. Zahiris least, Zahiris, step A least, step B, step C, step C. Ultimately, Ramchal says, I'm going to build my sefer because it's practical around the step-by-step progression. But before he gets there, he says, we need to understand what it is that we're doing. The core content of the Sefer is laid out by Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Ekev, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks, what is Yadus all about? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of you? Moshe Mokecha Deresh Mitcha. What does Rabbeinu Shalom want? And the Ramchal points out, in answering, that's a pretty direct, critical question. And Ramchal says, if you read the Pesukim carefully, Moshe Rabbeinu proceeds to lay out the five basic elements of Avodas Hashem. You can almost imagine it like a running track where there are multiple lanes. So if I want to get to the finish line, so I'm going to have to run the first 10 meters, the next 10 meters, the next 10 meters. And that's the way he practically organizes a sefer. Step one, step two, step three, as you progress forward and forward and forward. But the finish line consists of the five elements of Avodas Hashem. The goal of a Jew over the course of Mircham, the years and decades that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses each one of us with, is to grow tremendously along all five lanes, all the five elements of Avodas Hashem. And step by step, Zahiris is to take me, then Zerizas, then Nikias, and so on and so forth. But the goal is to grow towards the finish line of all five. And one of the five elements, this one of the five central elements of Avodas Hashem is Avod B'Chalei V'Chol Nefesh. La'avda B'Chol Vav V'Chol Nafshecha. This is central to everything, is to be a B'chol Lev Jew. There may be different flavors, as some of us were talking before, different flavors of Machshev Yisrael, different flavors of Avodah, that's all fine, but Kuli Amal Ufligi in the Chumash, as Ramchal points out, when the Ramban defines this, it's not a detail. It's absolutely central to my growth this year, next decade, is a key element is how am I growing b'chol leiv? How am I growing with big dreams? How am I growing the opposite of what Ribbono Shel'Olam is concerned about? The civilis Mitzrayim, I'm just going to be complacent, I'm just going to be blah, just accept, just go with the flow. Going with the flow is not what Ribbono Shel'Olam is looking from you, from me, from any Jew. Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking. Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking for loads and loads and loads of ambitious growth, ambitious dreaming, ambitious to be Oved B'Chol Lev at every stage and at every age.